Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
These are the verses for Wednesday, May 27th. From Psalm 138, verse 8, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." And from Philippians 1, 6, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ." These are wow verses, wowing all the work that God is doing for us. Well, I'll tell you what I see, and then we'll see what Johan sees here, that the good work that he is doing is the purpose, and he's bringing it to completion, and he's fulfilling the purpose. So both verses link together in a very strong way to tell us that God is doing a good work in you that will be fulfilling for you.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I see it, Sonia. It's God who's doing the work, and I'm getting the benefit. Some of you are in desperate need of a haircut. Have you ever tried to give yourself a haircut?
Some people did, and I've seen the outcome. I've looked at my bangs, and they're not quite right.
Or have you ever tried to give yourself a massage? You know, there are some things we just can't do. How about giving yourself surgery, cutting a hole in your body? And no, these are things you can't do to yourself. If you ever did, someone would say you're crazy.
I don't know what you can do. You can give yourself a pat in the back.
Right. But somehow we think that we can do something that pleases God through our strength. We have this illusion, I can't do these things naturally to benefit me, but I can do something supernaturally. That is what we call the law. The law always says to you, you should be able to do something to prove to God that you're worthy of his love. And these two verses are exactly the opposite. They both say, no, it is not you that does anything. You receive everything. You receive the haircut, you receive the massage, you receive the surgery, you receive God working in you to do his will. That's grace. That's what it means to be under grace. And when you and I get overwhelmed with being under grace, it's like the rainstorm that fell on this landscape yesterday. It just swamped us. It immersed us. It overcame us. And that's what God wants to do with his grace. He wants to overcome your old nature so you literally get drowned and you quit trying to think that you have something to give. You need to just receive. And that's how we need to live. That's forgiven living. That's living under grace. And that gives you freedom to love. Because if you think it's about you, you'll spend the rest of your life comparing how hard you're working with how others aren't working hard enough.
I like how one of our listeners responded today. He talked about yesterday's text being one that was a rototilling his soul. And I was thinking, well, that's grinding up all the work that God is doing and turning it into that grace, which then spreads to other people. Because as we receive the love, then we are able to give the love and the grace to others. And I thought that was a fun thing about transformation, is that then we become useful for God's purpose. Right. So he can fulfill us.
And my dad worked many years as a minister to young people, ran Holden Village, did a lot of other things. And he used to fast and pray regularly. And I asked him one time, why? He said, so I can get out of the way. I don't want to get in God's way.
He was decreasing so God could increase.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And he also was physically hoping to do that.
That's good. Right.
One practice that might be helpful and encouraging for you today is just to read this psalm in its entirety. It's not a long psalm, but it's one of the few psalms that it just is like over and over pounding and reciting and flooding you with these words of God's work that he's accomplishing for you, doing things for you, helping you. Just some of these things. He answered me when I cried out to him. And he also looked kindly on the lowly. He didn't have to, but he did. And he sees people from afar and helps them in trouble. He preserves our life. He stretches out his hand against our foes. He saves us with his right hand. He doesn't abandon the work of his hands for us. And then the verse says he will fulfill his purpose for us. So I'd like you to take some time today, read the whole psalm out loud once, even if you're by yourself. Sit and just soak in it a little bit. Then read it again out loud. If there are two or more of you together, have someone else read it. Listen to those words. Which phrase of these things that God is doing for you sticks out and resonates with your spirit? And then finally, just sit in a prayerful, open-handed fashion, saying, God, give me what I need to hear today from this word, so that my heart is full of thanksgiving and praise and wonder for that good work that you are doing and completing in me. Swim in these promises of God today.
Join me in the prayer for today. God of promises, I long for good work, and today I'm assured that you have begun the good work already. This gives my efforts new luster, and I'm eager for what comes next. Thank you for my companions in your purposes. Let us keep living the fullness of your joy in love that overflows all boundaries. Amen.
Take time today to sing a song of praise, a hymn, one of your favorite songs, worship songs that you sing, and praise the Lord. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.